Rest in peace to the lost souls. I feel like that's the best way I can start this episode. I'm literally messed up right now, like, my brain is fucked up. A few days ago, a certain lady just wanted a job. She went out. Someone offered to help her. She went out just for an interview. And right now, she's dead. Raped, sexually assaulted, killed, and also buried. Is this the world we live in? No one is safe. The ladies are vulnerable, the male are vulnerable. People are getting kidnapped, people are getting murdered, people are getting killed. Nigeria is fucked up. And it breaks my heart to see my country like this. But what breaks my heart the more is to see a country with where we have majority of the youth unemployed, and someone just looking for a job, just looking for a way to sustain itself, just looking for a way to provide for a family, just looking for a way to help a family, she ends up dying. This is heartbreaking. I woke up this morning and the first thing I did was just to go to his friend's page just to see if there was an update, because I've been following the story closely for the past few days. And I got there, all I could see was her crying, voice notes, and I could barely listen to it because I already knew what the outcome was. I'm speechless, like, I'm trying so hard to sound like I'm strong, but I'm just speechless. I'm drained, like mentally I'm drained. And I wonder what our family is going through right now. I wonder how messed up our families are. I wonder how messed up our friends are. Because just for someone that isn't even close to them, I'm like messed up emotionally, I'm messed up psychologically. We need security in this country. We need security. Like, we need to be protected more. We need to have a scenario in which we can actually go out and come back to our house safe. And the funny thing is, we don't even trust the system. We don't trust the police. We don't trust our legal system. And I hope they don't screw this up. I hope truly, truly, the guy is jailed, is convicted, and is sent to prison for life. Because if he isn't getting a death penalty, then definitely he needs life imprisonment. I was going through my timeline today and just scrolling through my timeline, you could see a lot of missing people reports. Missing people, she went out just to withdraw money from the ATM. She has been missing for the past 2 days. Missing reports, missing case. It's alarming. What's our country turning into? What's Nigeria turning into right now? Literally can't take it no more. Nobody can. Like, for the past 1 year. We had the pandemic, we're fighting with recession, we're fighting with a failed government, no president. And now we have civilians killing civilians. Wow. And thinking of it, people will be like, what action? She took every precaution necessary. Sent the guy's phone number to her aunt. Sent her location. Communicated with her friend as she was on the way there. She did everything possible. She did everything possible. So right now, the thing is, you can actually do everything possible and still end up being killed. I have no words to say right now. I have no words. I keep praying for a better country. I keep praying for a better nation. I keep praying for the best. But right now, I'm even losing hope. I feel like, do we have any chance of being a better nation? I just pray I'm wrong. Think we should put system in place. I saw people tweeting about how we should change the 48 hours missing thing, that before the police will classify a person as missing, the person has to be like missing for like 48 hours. That's messed up. That's super messed up. I feel like there should be exceptions. Like, you should see some cases and be like, okay, this person might actually be in trouble, so we have to proceed before the 48 hours. Because in 48 hours, the person is probably dead and buried somewhere. You should react fast, react prompt, take actions. I just wish we just change things. We just put things on our security agencies. We need more CCTV cameras in the country. We need things. We are tired of being an undeveloped country. Like, we want to be developed. Like, we want to be developed. Fuck, I'm out of here.